Hello. Just waiting here for people.
Hi, Georgina.
Hi, Connie.
My husband Steve is joining us this morning.
Hi, Georgina. Hi. Hi.
Good. Welcome.
Thank you.
Gloria. That's a funny saying. I don't know why that happened.
Hi, Georgina.
Hi. Trying to let people in here. Okay, let me see what's going on here. Here we go. That's better. Oh, technology. Keep reminding myself it's not the technology, it's me, right? Technology is fine. Just have to learn it. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi there.
Okay, so we'll just let some more people in. This morning will be, this afternoon, we'll be talking about letting go, the same as we did on Friday, for those of you with me on Friday, letting go of emotions that you no longer want to deal with, either the emotion itself or the intensity of it, so you can change that. Morning, Marie.
Good morning, or good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Every time I see you, you've got a different color wall.
So this is my living room.
Okay. All right.
So I live in color.
I'm with you. I'm a color person too, as you can see. I love color. Okay.
Happy Family Day or Heritage Day to everyone.
Yeah, it's Family Day. It's something, it's President's Day or something in the States. Whoever that may be.
They were jealous of us having a holiday, so they had to name it something.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. All right, wait a couple minutes. So I hope everybody treated themselves or were treated for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, nothing else you get yourself. What I mean, if nothing else, you celebrate by getting flowers, or if you're into chocolate, get some chocolate. Something delicious to celebrate your deliciousness.
I got some great cheese bread from my neighbor, Denise.
Oh, oh, you're okay. So Denise, you're the guilty one. You're the one that makes the cheese bread.
I haven't had your cheese bread, Denise. I like your coconut bread, though.
Started something.
Oh, yeah, yes. Denise, you can go in business here.
I just like to bake.
We like to eat. Michael likes your coconut bread too.
Yeah. Coconut bread sounds delicious.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I make my own bread too.
Which? Say that again?
I make my own bread, my own homemade bread.
Wow.
I don't really care for the sandwich loaf.
Okay.
Hi, Lynn.
Hello.
Hello.
Everybody's wrapped up this morning. I wonder why. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 12 degrees in Santa Fe.
Hmm. You want to know what? Yeah, that's warm.
He's complaining about 12 degrees.
Yeah.
I assume that's Celsius.
Okay, just wait a couple of minutes more. Anybody else's skin get parched in the winter, like the lips and your skin? And,
Yeah, it's been so cold.
And lotion becomes your best friend. And lipstick, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Certainly your hands with all the washing and the hand sanitizing.
Yeah.
Well, here's Cecile from Quebec. That'd be great. Coming in. Morning, Cecile.
Are we going to be having another snowstorm soon?
Huge tonight, too.
We are. I thought New York, we are in Toronto.
Yeah. We're in Hamilton.
And tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
It starts off this evening, apparently.
Well, I heard 10 centimeters in the afternoon and 25 more tonight.
Yeah, this does end up about 35 centimeters.
Yep. Yes, so that's, yeah. And it's a little more widespread than last time, too.
Yeah. Guess who's not going out? Okay. All right. So I think we need to take a deep breath, and I'm just going to close it down. Please turn your sound off, your audio off. And we'll get going. And make yourself comfortable. Do whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable. And close your eyes. And begin to follow your breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. Following your breath. Noticing the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. Just letting your breath flow through your body easily and effortlessly. Nothing bothers you, nothing disturbs you. This time is for you. Nobody wanting anything, nobody needing anything. That's right. Relaxing down easily, effortlessly. Relaxing down. And if you move your body to feel more comfortable, that's perfectly okay to do so. And just follow your breath. Coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. As you become aware now, the rhythm of your breath. And how it connects to the rhythm of the planet. The ebb and flow of the tides. Waxing and waning of the moon. Change of the seasons. All connected to the rhythm of your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. That's right. Noticing that every third out breath allows you to drift down deeper, more relaxed. Easier. Nothing bothers you. Nothing disturbs you. This is your time, just for you. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody needing anything. Just your time. Now go deeper inside and find the rhythm of your heart. And give grateful thanks to your heart for allowing you to be here on this planet at this time, to do the work you're here to do, to love and be loved, and to spread your light. The rhythm of your heart connects you to every living creature on the planet, every animal that walks or swims or flies, every plant that grows, trees, flowers, the grasses, all connected to the rhythm of life, the rhythm of your heart, the rhythm of your breath. And as I count from 1 to 20, allow your mind, body, and spirit to relax. Gently easing down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Deeper relax. 7, 8. 9, 10. The deeper you go, the better you feel. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Ah, relaxing down. 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, and find yourself in your safe place, a place where you feel really good. It could be real or imagined, it could be inside or outside. It's your safe place. Belongs to you and no one else. Just be aware of colors and textures. Become aware of how the light falls in this place. Most of all, notice how good you feel here. Now allow yourself to find somewhere to sit. And as you sit, go even deeper and deeper and deeper. That's right. And while you're here, we acknowledge that all emotions are carried in your body somewhere. When we feel anger, it's in the tightening of a jaw or the churning of a stomach. We feel fear in a rushing heartbeat or a closing of the throat. So today we're going to reduce or release that fear, that all that negative emotion in any way you so choose. So find now in your body where you carry that emotion, whether it be anger or sadness or resentment or guilt. Find where in your body you carry that. Some people it's the heart or the solar plexus or the stomach. Sometimes the throat or the jaw. Just find it where you carry it. And notice where it is and how large it is. And what shape and size it is. Is it round or square or blobby or like a cloud? What color is it? Just become aware of the shape and size and texture of that emotion that you carry within your body. Is it still or is it moving? Is it sort of rushing around all over the place, or is it just heavily, solidly sitting where it is? Now, moving to that space in your body and change the color and shape to something lighter and smaller and softer. If it was as hard as a rock, make it soft like marshmallow or a soft pillow. If it was dark, unfriendly, murky color, change it to something softer and lighter, more appealing, more gentle. That's right. Now change the size, make it smaller. And whether you make it smaller by reducing it in size or cutting it into pieces and saving one piece or no other pieces, I don't know. Make it smaller, about the size of a dime. And if it's moving, calm it down and let it rest. Finally, let it rest. Now, take what you have and put it outside of your body. Maybe on a table in front of you or just in front of you somewhere. And you can get to choose what to do with it. You could either add some music to it, something that you love, classical music, or something like circles, circus music, like dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, or some jazz, whatever pleases your heart. Add some music. And also, should you so choose, you can think of a time when you laughed and giggled so much and so hard that you had tears rolling down your face. It was hard to stop. Think of that thing that was so funny that you could barely breathe from laughing. And add that to the image in front of you. That's right. You've added music and you've added laughter. And now you have a choice. You can either take it outside of your building and put it on a bus down to the train station and send it out to Vancouver or the sea and put it on a boat so it can go out to sea until it just dissolves into different energy. Or you can bring this new image with the sound of laughter and music. Bring it back inside you. And notice how differently it feels. Maybe you can hear that music and feel that giggle coming up from inside. And from a place deep inside you, that healing space, that place, that part of you that knows how to heal, send light and love to surround that emotion, the new design of that emotion. Light and love. And notice how differently it feels. Maybe you can still hear the music. Feel the giggles, I don't know. But feel that light totally infusing in that space. Used to hold that emotion, that old emotion. Notice now how differently it feels. Become aware of the change. And just imagine now yourself in a week or two moving out into the future in a situation where in the past that old, old emotion would come up, and now notice how differently you react. How much smaller or insignificant, maybe it's not even there, I don't know. Maybe you just find that situation funny now. Interesting, like looking at it from an outsider, I don't know, but it's different. That's right. The future is different. And when you're ready, come back to your safe place. And call to mind someone you know who's having a difficult time right now. Bring that person here in front of you and say that their name to yourself. Get a feeling for their presence. And from your heart to theirs, offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. May you live in safety. May you be happy, be healthy. May you live with ease. Now think of someone who plays a role in your life, some function that you don't know very well, that you don't have a particular feeling for or against. Maybe it's the concierge in your building. Maybe it's the checkout person at the supermarket. gas station attendant, someone you see periodically, you don't know much about, bring that person to your mind and imagine them in front of you and offer these same phrases of loving kindness to them. May you live in safety. May you be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And know that when we connect these phrases, aiming at the heart in this way, we're opening ourselves to the possibility of including rather than excluding, of connecting rather than overlooking, of caring rather than being indifferent. And ultimately, we open in this way to all beings everywhere, without distinction, without separation. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. All people, all animals, all creatures, those in existence near and far, known to us and unknown to us, all beings on the earth, in the air, in the water, those being born, those dying. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. Now, feel the energy of this aspiration extending infinitely in front of you, on either side of you and behind you, above and below, as your heart extends in countless ways, leaving nothing and no one out. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And for you, may any pain or negativity you're holding from the past in your mind, body, spirit, or cell memory be released and resolved forever in the white light of the spirit of all there is. And may they be replaced with joy, health, and the constant awareness of your connection with the universe, with the Creator's light surrounding you and nurturing you for the rest of your productive, compassionate, never-ending life. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and as I do, just slowly bring yourself back into full awareness, bringing peace, joy with you as you return to the here and now. Coming back now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, moving your fingers and toes, 5, 4, 3, shrug your shoulders. Come on, shrug your shoulders, 2 and 1. Take a deep breath and open your eyes when you're ready and come on back. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Good.
Thank you, Georgina.
Everybody, thank you.
Everybody let go of
thank
something.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
It helped a lot.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, that was much, that went much deeper than I did on Friday. It was very good.
Yeah, much deeper this time.
Good. So. Hi, Cecile.
Hi, Georgina.
Okay. Okay, everybody, want to make sure everybody's back. That's good.
Thank you, Georgina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm warming
thank
up.
You. Keep warm.
Stay safe, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Happy.
Thank you.
Happy.
Bye.